We're here in the Broncos lobby getting an opponent's perspective from two guys who cover the team regularly, Dan Roach from CBS in Boston and Mike Giardi from CSN New England. And guys, thank you very much for joining us. Not a lot of people are giving the Broncos a chance in this one, but from covering the Patriots, what's their perspective on this matchup?
I think they have a good chance, and I think it goes back for me. Mike and I have talked about this a little bit. The one matchup I look at on paper is what they did the last time they faced the Broncos here in Denver. Denver ran for 179 yards and three touchdowns against them. The Patriots are hurting at linebacker. Dante Hightower, Jamie Collins have been banged up. Gerard Mayo is no longer with the team on injured reserve. And that's a big matchup to me. If they can run for 179 yards and three touchdowns, it makes everything a lot easier on Peyton Manning. So I can see the Broncos coming up with a victory here.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it from the Patriots' perspective, the fan base maybe being overconfident because they finally saw their offense do what it had done for the first 7-8 weeks of the season with Julian Edelman back and Amendola somewhat healthy, Gronkowski as well. But coming here has never been a piece of cake, no matter what kind of team they've had. And like Dan said, that running game really changes everything because I don't know what the Patriots are going to look like in the front seven. Chandler Jones is another guy who's hurting as well. And if they can't defend against the run, certainly takes a lot of pressure off Peyton Manning.
You mentioned the New England offense. I know the offensive line has been banged up this year, but it seems like Tom never really gets touched. At least he didn't against Kansas City. Maybe it was different in the regular season.
That all comes down to, honestly, when he has his weapons, when he has Julian, when he has Danny, they're able to get open in a phone booth. And it happened so quickly. It was 1.94 seconds from snap to release against the Kansas City Chiefs. Pretty hard for any sort of pass rusher to get to them. Von Miller said, well, I can get there in under 1.8. And he actually can, but it really does put a lot of pressure on them. It puts a lot of pressure on the coverage guys to handle that and extend the play just a little bit longer so maybe Miller and Ware can make that impact.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny. Von Miller said he doesn't need an offensive line when he's got that timing. And that's why there was pessimism in New England before the Kansas City game because Edelman, you know, was playing with a bad foot and Gronk had a back and a knee, so it didn't look good. But when you saw them all on the field together, you were like, uh-oh. This can be a dangerous offense, and I think that's what gives Patriots fans confidence. Mm-hmm. That's what the Broncos fear, but again, you have to execute and do everything well here. And again, if they can get into Tom Brady's head a little bit, which they have the opportunity to do in the tough place to play, like Mike said here in Denver, then the Broncos certainly have a chance.
This week we've seen a little bit of a war of words between the two teams on social media and such. Some from the Broncos defense, Gronk tweeted out something. That's not normally something you see from the New England side. Has that kind of been surprising?
I've been railing about this. I thought a lot of it was overblown. I mean, if the Chris Harris stuff. Well, first of all, where are you supposed to hit Rob Gronkowski? If you hit him up high, you bounce off him. You hit him down the weights, you're going for a ride. The Jets game, week 16, they hit Gronkowski in the seam route, 4th and 9. Calvin Pryor gets a ton of credit. Everybody was talking about his sportsmanship because he aimed high. What happened to Calvin Pryor? He got bounced off, and it took 3 more guys to get Gronk down. So, look, that's the only way to do it, I think. Maybe you want to say you want to go low and not say for the knees. Maybe that's what people are nitpicking about. But, yeah, it is a little bit unusual.
Yeah, and I got two things. One, I think Gronk probably got called into Bill's office tweet, which is something the Patriots never do. The other part, the Antonio Smith stuff, I found it to be almost laughable. It's almost like saying, you know, I can't believe LeBron cries for calls after he gets hit or something in the paint. That's what Brady does, and he does it really well. Is he keeps looking at the officials after he gets hit. He gets hit a lot, but it's all part of the process. So the trash talk I don't really look at as much. I think it was maybe a little bit entertaining earlier in the week, but I think
it's politicking been fine. Too. If you're the Broncos, why wouldn't, if you're Brandon Marshall, say, yeah, Gronk gets open because he pushes off. Just put it, in the referee's head. Hey, Brady gets all the calls. Maybe, you know, if you get one call that doesn't happen or get one call that does happen, it could impact the course of the game.
And both of those things earlier in the week, now that they're on the field getting ready, closer to game time, not so much time.
It's all business, and it will be all business, you know, from Belichick, Brady, all the way down once they arrive here in Denver. So I think it's fun. I think it's a great matchup. And I think maybe in New England, they don't appreciate what they have from the sense of, if you think about it, it's the 10th AFC Championship game in 15 years for Belichick and Brady. So I think Mike and I appreciate it. It's pretty special. So I think we speak for New England when saying it's really a good thing.
Last one from me here. Manning, Brady, 17. A lot of respect back and forth between these two guys. The New England side of things on facing Manning yet again.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of respect from the defensive player. Obviously, Bill Belichick raving about nobody I respect more than Peyton Manning, who hasn't played for my team. And I think the defensive players, while the arm may not be the same, they fear the brain as much because they know there's pretty much nothing that they can throw at him that he hasn't seen and dealt with. I mean, you can tell us better, but it seems as if one of the reasons Gary Kubiak went back to Peyton was because of the brain and putting guys in the right places.
And he can, you know, he can put fear in that defense just by doing that and by that running game. If they get running, Peyton's arm is a little bit stronger, and he's got a little bit more leeway there. And I think with Brady, I think they have that bond. They've been through a lot in the last year, from Brady and Deflategate to Peyton and his things off the field. I think they kind of come together, and it's like Bird and Magic Johnson. It's kind of got that whole feel to it. So, hey, the more we see it, the better.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be sad when it's over, because it's one of those things you don't get to witness, this sort of back and forth. And I know Peyton says it's the Broncos against the Patriots. It's not Peyton versus Tom, and Tom will tell you the same thing. But they've always been a component some way, somehow, whether it was the Colts or Broncos. You've always had it, and it's been a wonderful thing to cover.
And what a way for it to come together here, AFC Championship Super Bowl on the line.
What's better than this? The two best teams in the AFC. Let's do it.
Exactly. Well, that's been an opponent's perspective there. Dan Roach and Mike Giardi, thank you very much for joining us.
Our pleasure.